Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Well, hello, my fellow DDPY Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9:15 p.m. where I currently reside at the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. 9:15 p.m. We don't do Eastern time. We don't do Pacific time. We don't do Mountain time or any other time. We do mic time, and mic time is 15 minutes late, apparently. So I appreciate you guys hanging on and sticking with us. A little bit late today, and I'll explain to you guys what's going on in just a minute. But before I do, I would like to introduce to you my one and only co-host from the Great White North, the Canadian Quilt Master, the Maple Leaf Marvel herself, the one, the only, the iconic Crystal Stewart. How are you, my friend?
I'm really good, thanks. I'd ask you how you are, but I already know. Remind me, I'll just send up some maple syrup. That fixes everything.
Well, you know, as you know, we were talking off air, and, you know, I'm 15 minutes late tonight, and I'll explain to you what happened. I had a very important meeting, and I've come to terms as the next James Bond for the franchise. I've officially signed a contract, and I, you know, Spielberg was there, and, like, I just couldn't push off Spielberg a little bit longer. No, I had a little bit of a mishap today, so you know, I'm on the mend. I'm fine. You know, I had a little cut, need a little treatment in the doctors, and I'll be on the mend soon. But let me just say, it's not the most fun time I've had in a bed, especially underneath it when it's falling on me. So we'll put it that way. But anywho. We appreciate our guest, you know, willing to, you know, hang back a little bit and come in a little bit later. We have scheduled the show just an hour as usual, so we'll try to keep things as normal as possible, just push back a little bit, and we're got a really exciting, fun show tonight, so we're going to get right into it in just a minute. I don't know if our guest is on the line, but press 1 if you are, so I can highlight which one you are in the queue here, and then we'll bring him on. But before we do so, oh, I got him. Crystal, you want to give us a little lowdown on who we got here tonight? It's a returning guest, and we got a lot of cool things to talk about with him. So if you would do the honors, my friend.
Absolutely. So tonight we have the pleasure of talking to my friend. Everyone calls him Dr. Tom. I'm not sure. Thomas Wallent. Yeah, he's back. And what a lot of people don't realize is he is strap certified. You know those crazy things that everybody's talking about and they're around your arms and everybody's, you know, getting all these amazing pipes? This is the guy to talk to. If you have questions, I'm sure Dr. Tom will set you straight. He is a wonderful person. He is such a wonderful person to have around in the community. He's knowledgeable. He's always around. He's always ready for a friend, and that just makes him perfect for being on the air with us. So, yeah, I'm really excited to have him. I can't wait to talk to him again. And, yeah, so everybody, let's welcome our friend, Dr. Tom.
Guys, I can't believe you had me back after the first time. Thank you guys so much. This is awesome. I've been really looking forward to this. Mike, I'm glad to hear you're in okay, buddy. Goofy accidents happen. That's how life is, man. But I'm glad you're doing good. And thanks for having me back, guys. I'm here to hopefully have another great time.
I appreciate it, man. And you know, I just realized when I was getting back and getting ready to go, I think the first time we had you on, there was like a storm or something, and we got knocked off the entire server. And this time, we had to push it back. I'm starting to think you're bad luck.
I was worried that I was the curse that stricken. In fact, if you guys want to elaborate on this, because it's going to be pretty fun, because eventually we're going to do a super podcast. We have the Better Hit the Mat podcast, which actually sprung from that day that I was canceled. So we were sitting around waiting for the call. We couldn't get anything on. Travis, Ryan, and Boz, they called me on a little Google chat, and they said, guys, let's just do our own podcast tonight as like a joke, just to kind of ask me the questions and kind of get it out of my system. That sprung our podcast, actually, which was pretty awesome. So, eventually we've been talking about, we cannot wait to have you guys on. I think that'll be a really fun little supercast. We get the two representatives of the DDPY community together. I think that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome, man. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
We'll definitely make that happen for sure.
We appreciate that, man. And all right, so obviously there's a lot of people who are in the know and know the deal with the straps. And there's a lot of people who see them, but, you know, have a lot of questions, may not, like, have all the information or what's going on here. They're very visible in the DDPY community, but there's a lot of questions. So if you could, first of all, talk to us how you got, like, started with the straps, and then also from somebody with some questions from the basic, you know, bottom-of-the-ground knowledge, you want to give some information on the physiology, all that stuff. And the basics of the straps and how to start and where you can get them and all that fun stuff.
Well, absolutely. So I am loaded with all that information. So if you guys have seen DDP Yoga has – I did a 14-week transformation with the company. So Dallas approached me right before the release of the straps, and he asked me if I was interested in doing body transformation using blood flow restriction cuffs, which they're calling the DDPY jack straps. And I'll be honest with you guys, I was really hesitant. It looked like a fitness gimmick. I didn't know much about them. So I educated myself on the topic. I read up as much as I could on blood flow restriction. And if you go through scientific literature, guys, there are tens of thousands of studies done on blood flow restriction. So I thought, okay, this is a really, really good opportunity to give this a real go. I knew how hard I was going to work on trying to either prove or disprove the validity of the product. So we went through it together. So I did a 14-week transformation. I had pretty great results. So there's two different types of results in life, right? There's the physical results you can see on somebody, and then there's all the scientific literature that backs that up. So I can kind of cover both. During my 14-week transformation, I was able to gain size pretty much everywhere without lifting any weights at all. So what I did for 14 weeks was I did one DDPY jacked workout every single day for 14 weeks. I didn't miss one day. There was a couple days I did multiple workouts. During that time period, my weight kind of stayed the same. I lost about 4 pounds of body weight, but I gained 3 pounds of body muscle. And that was using a what's called an in-body scan, which shows you very, very intensely how much body weight you have on your body. So it showed that I gained 3 pounds of muscle during that time period. I gained 2 inches on my chest, 2 inches on my shoulders,
wow,
lost 3 inches on my waist, 1 inch on my hips, and 3/4 of an inch on my biceps. That's just using upper body cuffs. So the way that blood flow restriction works, and some people use the term blood flow occlusion, both of those, you'll see both of those in the literature, and you'll see that thrown around. So Dallas partnered and started making these DDPY jack straps. There's two different straps. One can go on the upper arm. One can go at the upper leg. So they strap around the upper arm right underneath your armpit or right around your groin area. And what they do is they apply pressure around the limb. Now, where the blood flow occlusion comes from, it applies enough pressure where you're still getting fresh blood into the muscle. So we're not cutting off the arteries. So if you guys know the arterial system, the vein system, our heart beats, it brings fresh blood to the entire body through the arterial system. It returns blood flow back through the venous system. So what it does, it actually cuts off the venous backflow. So what happens is that you get a backflow of blood in the muscles, and that causes a response in the muscles to think that it's losing nutrients, and it actually needs to grow muscle in that area. So that's really the magic behind blood flow restriction. And there's lots and lots of great research that shows of how it works and why it works, but it's mostly because of the excess blood in the muscle. It increases an anabolic response in those muscle groups. Now, that's just a systemic effect. There's also, I'm sorry, that's just a local effect. There's also a systemic effect. By the same exact process, it causes our body to produce more growth hormone. It produces more IGF-1, which is called insulin-like growth factor.
Insulin.
And both of those also cause massive, and I shouldn't say massive, but it causes an anabolic response in your entire body. So where blood flow restriction is mostly used right now is in physical therapy. So based on everything I just explained there, if someone had injured, let's say, their right arm, and everything maybe is a shoulder injury, they go to their physical therapist. They have to do specific exercises to build the strength back in that arm. Well, that strength is completely shot. So an opportunity for a physical therapist is they can use a blood flow restriction cuff, and they can have that patient do exercises on that right side with significantly less weight, sometimes even body weight. So the literature shows that using about 10 to 20% of your one rep max for that muscle group can have an equal effect in muscle size, muscle strength, and muscle endurance. So in the physical therapy world, this is used all over. And Dallas was smart enough to think, okay, how can we apply this to our yoga workouts? Because we're not using any resistance, right, besides our own body. We're not using any sort of weights. We're not using any sort of bands or anything like that. So it's pretty applicable to the DDP Jacked workouts that he had produced as well. So that's pretty much the basics of blood flow restriction. That's the basics of the jack straps. A lot of people have purchased them. Unfortunately, just like you said, Mike, a lot of information hasn't gotten out there exactly of what they're purchasing or why they're purchasing it. A lot of times people are purchasing things just because they see it's the popular hot thing. But there's a lot of great science behind it. There's been a lot of great research. And from the people that I've done this with, I got so passionate about this. I went to the University of Tennessee and did a course, and I got certified in blood flow restriction training, and so did Sarah Fortune, who's one of my teaching partners. She's also a level 2 DDPY instructor. And so we've been kind of bringing this out to the community, letting people know if they have any questions, you know, we're here to answer them. We're here to help out. There's a lot of application of blood flow restriction that's outside of just the DDPY jacked workouts. There's so many great things, and I'll kind of go through some of that today if you guys have any questions. Got a lot of cool studies, a lot of cool research.
That's incredible. And, you know, it so fits in. You know, I said to you know, DDP early on, I'm like, it's crazy that we have the yoga and then the dynamic resistance, and no one ever thought to, like, really put those together because it's been there the whole time. And kind of like with the blood flow restriction, here it is being proven to work in this area. And it's crazy to me that it took so long to think, hey, maybe it could be beneficial for somebody who's just not in rehab. You know, it's the perfect, you know, accompaniment to what he's doing and what you guys are doing. It's really impressive. And I'm going to ask you from the outsider perspective, from somebody who might be listening for the first time and wondering about this, is this for anybody? Is this somebody who's already, you know, in shape and needs to kind of bulk up? Or is this kind of universal for anyone who wants to, you know, start working with those straps?
Great question. It's a yes and no type question. So I think that if you're choosing to use the straps within the confines of using them for the workouts in DDPY, you probably want to be a little bit past the beginner, maybe more towards the intermediate, just because of the use in the straps and the workouts is a little bit more intense with those style workouts. So if anybody had done some of the DDPY jacked workouts that are now on the app, they're more on the intermediate to advanced side. So Dallas had told me, though, his major plan is he wants to refilm everything all the way from the bed flex series to stand strong all the way through every single workout again with the jack straps. So I guess they're going to try to show some sort of an affiliation where, you know, you can do these workouts in bed. You can do these workouts in a chair. You can do these workouts just standing up. You can do the most intense workout with the straps. So from what I understand, from what he told me, it's going to be basically the future of the company, is that they're going to try to incorporate this all together. Now, there is the reason I say no is that there are some contraindications with blood flow restriction training. So this is the most important thing that people need to know. Not every single person at any sort of ability should be using blood flow restriction. There's long, long list of contraindications. I've made a few videos of this. And if anybody's curious on more information, if you want to get as much information as possible, I've done a series of about 15 videos. They're on the DDPY Facebook page. the members page. There's multiple videos about that. But if you don't have a contraindication and if you use these straps properly, there's a lot of applicable uses. Almost anybody can use them. But again, if you have one of the contraindications, you should consult your physician. That's always the most important thing. And if you do use them, again, try to use them with caution. Don't overdo it. But they are safe if used properly. But if you are using them in the DDPY community, if just for DDPY workouts, I suggest getting through the beginner stages first, understanding dynamic resistance, understanding the diamond dozen. And then once you get through that, you can add these pretty safely.
But it's amazing. I've got so many questions going through my head right now. So I did have someone ask, Dr. Tom, what's the benefit of using these on your legs? Will they do the same thing that they're doing to your legs as they are to your arms?
Sure. So the biggest muscles of the body are your quadriceps, your hamstrings, and your glutes, right? Everything from the waist down
right
to the knee. So there's a larger area to restrict. So with the leg blood flow restriction, actually, I have some cool things from endurance, too. But, yeah, it would have the same effect. But because you're pulling more muscle in the legs than you would be on the upper arms, most of the studies show that there's a larger systemic effect. So we're talking
right
about the growth hormone, the IGF, and everything like that. I've got this awesome study, and this is something that I tell almost anybody that buys these cuffs because there's so many applications to them. They took two groups of college basketball players. These are Division I, very, very good athletes. These are very, very fit people. And what they did was they had one group use blood flow restriction cuffs on their legs, and they just had them walk. They had them walk for 3 minutes at a time and then take a one-minute rest, 3 minutes at a time and one-minute rest. And they did that for five consecutive rounds. So it's only a 20-minute workout. They did that twice a day for 6 weeks. And then they did the same thing with another group that didn't use blood flow restriction. They went through all the data, and they found out your VO2 max, which is a really, really good indication of muscular endurance, increased in the BFR group by 11.6%. That was just all you did was put on straps, occluded the legs,
wow,
and walked. So there is so much application for that. I've read a lot of studies about the physical therapists are using this for knee pain. They're using this for my mentor is a gentleman named Trent Nessler. He's the one that taught me all this, and he's the one that taught my course. He's an ACL guy. That's his main focus as a physical therapist. And every single one of his clients now that he's treating for ACL is using blood flow restriction. So from a standpoint of muscular endurance, building muscle, we have a really, really big opportunity, everything from the waist down. So I think the leg cuffs can be really helpful. In the workouts, in the DDPY workouts, it's tricky. They're still working on how to incorporate that. But people that do purchase the leg cuffs, they can reach out to me. I can give you, there's all sorts of different protocols that can increase your muscular size, strength, and mainly endurance, which is really cool.
Dr. Tom, I have someone who has a question. They were just wondering, when you put these on, how tight is tight?
That's a great question.
Like,
so,
is it
the great,
uncomfortable
yeah
tight?
It can, for the first time you do this, just like anything else, it will feel physically uncomfortable, and you're going to be getting a swelling of muscles or a swelling of blood in your muscles. So people that have ever experienced weightlifting and getting a pump in their muscles, they always shoot for that, right? Your muscle swells with blood temporarily. So you will feel that during that time period. Now, the great thing about this type of cuff, because it's a non-pneumatic cuff, a pneumatic cuff means something that you blow up. So think about like a blood pressure
yeah
cuff, right? They do make blood flow restriction cuffs that have that sort of pump. Because this is a crank system, it's almost impossible to completely cut off your arterial blood flow. But if you do feel that your fingers or your legs are getting numb, or if you feel like you're not getting any blood flow into those fingers because your fingers are turning white in color, that would be an indication they are a little too tight. Cool thing about the science of BFR is that you only need a maximum amount of occlusion to get maximum results is 70% occlusion. But they saw that anywhere between 30% occlusion and 70% occlusion has very, very similar results. So I always tell my clients and I tell anybody that purchases the cuffs or uses them, you don't need to go all the way up to get the same benefit. So if you think about that benefit from 30% to 70%, if you feel like it's slightly uncomfortable, just dial it back a little bit and you'll still have a very, very similar effect.
Awesome. Wow. Thank
well,
you.
You know, one of the things we get here a lot, you know, in DDPY, when we first started, 2010-ish, a lot of people are like, well, I kind of want to put on bulk, you know, and the workouts are really lean, you know, great for lean muscle. And a lot of people who are curious about that, especially wrestlers or athletes, want to put on that bulk. Does this in any way kind of equate to almost like a weightlifting routine? You know, when somebody's, you know, I'm trying to put this. Could it replace like a weightlifting routine? Can someone bring this on the road into a hotel room and kind of get the same benefit as, you know, going down to the gym and lifting for a little while?
A lot of well-trained athletes are using this as well. Now, if you're a very serious athlete, weight training is always going to be a part of the system. This can be used in conjugate with that. I don't know if it can completely replace it, but Mike, some of the studies have shown, and there's a great, the word in science called meta-analysis. So that's the highest form of scientific research. So you take a bunch of scientific studies and you analyze the data of a whole bunch of studies and you get this thing called a systematic review. And that's really, really high up on the evidence chain. If you take a bunch of systematic reviews of all that data and you compare all that, you get this thing called a meta-analysis. There's a meta-analysis that was done this year that shows that people using low load training, meaning using almost no weight or very, very low weight training using BFR, is just as effective for muscle size and muscle strength as lifting high loads without blood flow restriction. And that's kind of the mic drop in this entire research chain. Some people can get very similar results. So if you think about saving, for especially as you get older, if you're trying to save your joints, if you're trying to not have to lift as heavy weights, this can be a suitable replacement. And I'd be really interested in myself right now. I started to get back to weight training a little bit, but I'm peppering in more BFR along with it. And I'm really excited to kind of see how much of a change it would get. I was blown away by my transformation. Like, I didn't expect anything. I was expecting just to kind of stay status quo, you know, but there's a lot of great results in this. And especially for women, because women don't want to, a lot of women, you know, choose not to lift weights because they're either intimidated by the form of lifting weights or they're intimidated going to the gym. There's some men as well that maybe because of injury or because of age, they can't lift the same amount of weight. So this can be a replacement to heavy load training. So pretty cool stuff.
I have another question that just came in. What about this person has a 13-year-old boy who is doing DDPY, and he saw the straps and wants to know if he can use the straps, but is it okay for someone of his age to use them?
I haven't seen any research or any significant data that shows that it would be unsafe in any way, and there's no serious contraindication. So I would definitely consult a physician first.
Because
of the increase in growth hormone, it's a, you know, kind of a controversial subject with even weight training for children that age. Some people feel it's very, very safe. Some people don't.
True.
I would say it would probably be good to maybe get to a natural position first and maybe add that on later. But I can't see it being horrible, but I don't want to go and say it's okay.
Yeah, true. No, that's understandable. Thank you.
And for those wondering, ddpyoga.com right now, if you go to the store and go under mats and gear, the straps are there along with a ton of other awesome gear and apparel and all that fun stuff. Dr. Somm, I was curious. You said you went through that initial trial. And how long has it been since you initially started the straps? And have you noticed anything from the end of that trial to now that you know, you didn't include in the original analysis, that long-term, you know, progress?
Continual progress, Mike. So I haven't seen anything regress at all, which is fantastic. Now, I will admit, during that 14 weeks, everything was on point. Nutrition, hydration, and exercise. After the transformation was done, honestly, I was a little blown out. I was a little bit mentally just like, I need a little break from the jack stuff. So I took a week, and then I've just been every single class that I teach now. So I don't do a DDPY workout without the straps on. I don't see any benefit of not doing it since I own them and they're working so well. So every TATCH class that I teach, and I teach six classes per week right now, five or six, and then I still do my own workouts. I haven't seen any sort of a regression. In fact, I've only just seen gradual improvement every single time. The big thing that I noticed was my shoulder strength got significantly better. I was having a lot of shoulder pain before using them. I wasn't able to kind of get into side planks as easily as I would like to. And now I can hold down dog and side plank seemingly for days. You know, it's the side shoulder strength has been really cool. But I've been teaching a DDPY jack class once a week for my students, and then I've been doing them on my own. No regression at all, just continual progress of improvement. And the big thing that I thought was really cool too was just cardiovascular adaptation. Just my cardio level is just through the roof. And I don't do anything outside of aerobic training besides DDPY. I don't run, I don't jump rope, I don't do anything crazy, just the DDPY.
Amazing.
Well, yeah. Real quick, can you let us know where we can see your classes, or do you have a website or anything like that? I'm sure most people in the community are familiar,
awesome.
But anybody who isn't, where can we find you?
Yeah, so I'm at on Facebook is the best place to find us. My teaching platform is called Project Mayhem. So that is me. I am now, since last time we talked, I'm now a level 2 DDPY instructor. So that's changed since last time we talked. Sarah
Congrats.
Fortune is also level 2 instructor. Thank you. It's a lot of work, a lot of time, as you guys know, getting those in. But
yep.
The passion for teaching is there, and we teach every single day. So for me, it's just part of waking up every morning is getting up, throwing that camera on, and teaching a Zoom class. And so for people out there listening, this is not a live class in person. It's a Zoom class, and we've been doing this. There's multiple instructors in the community that have been doing this since the pandemic. And I'm going to shout out Travis Mahaffey and I. We were one of the first two that really got out there and just started teaching more and more and more classes. And we've built these little mini communities within the DDPY community. And people from all over the world have access to our classes throughout the day, which is the most humbling thing in the world when you find out someone from Australia or Japan is in your class. It's so cool. But you can find us at Project Mayhem. And then I also am doing, one-on-one instructing as well, nutritional instruction. I'm an NSPA certified nutrition coach. And I'm starting to do BFR coaching now too. So if you guys purchase the straps, if you see my videos, and if you need anything that's beyond what I've taught, if you have any specific questions, or if you want to do a specific class, just contact me. And we'll find ways to make that work.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
So, Dr. Tom, I have someone who has a question about troubleshooting. They've noticed that before they bought them, there was a lot of reviews online about straps breaking. Is there a way to lessen that? Yeah. Do you have any tips
Thank you
or
for,
tricks?
For bringing that up. Yeah, so one of the things is when we do occlude the cuffs, so people that have had these cuffs or are watching, the way that the cuffs crank, you crank them clockwise. That's what makes them tighten. And then there's a little latch on the top that you pop. And a lot of times that strap won't loosen very easily. So if you were to take that dial and turn it the opposite direction, that is what's been causing a lot of the breaking of the straps. I talked to the manufacturer. I asked him personally, I'm telling him that a lot of friends, I actually had a pair that broke very, very early. And it was because of that. So when you are loosening the straps, instead of turning that dial backwards, what we want you to do, and I've put videos on Facebook about this, you grab the strap and just kind of pull the strap.
Pull it.
As you flex the muscle. Yeah, pull the strap and flex your muscles as you're flexing, and that should slowly loosen it up. But the cardinal sin is do not turn that dial backwards, because it's ruining the internal mechanism. It kind of strips the cord, and then that cord breaks and they snap. So a few people that I know that have reached out to me because they broke, a lot of them were doing the same thing. They just couldn't get it to loosen, so they turn it backwards, and they just got into that habit doing that every day, and then eventually it wore thin on the internal cordage.
Brother, you have no idea. I every time I put on a T-shirt and I flex, it just obliterates. I do that all the time. It just tears off my body.
So it's a tough problem to have, Mike. It's got to be embarrassing when you're out in public just walking around,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When people start throwing dollar bills at me, it's humiliating.
That sounds lucrative. I would take advantage of that.
We talked about this, when you were on the first time, too. Well, the second first time, if you will. When the pandemic hit, you guys really took advantage of the Zoom technology. And I remember thinking when all this kit went down, obviously we didn't see how long this was going to be rolling out for, but I thought it was a lot of work for just to get, you know, online and get on a Zoom, and it's like, ah, it's just pointless. It's going to take more work and trouble than it's worth. But as things moved on, I really appreciated and depended on that sense of normalcy and community as, you know, the lockdown raged on and stuff. And you guys were one of the first people to really get that going. And as time went on, you guys really got organized with it, and you guys really took advantage of it and kind of, you know, helped the community a lot, because a lot of people who, you know, weren't getting out and about and, you know, kind of depended on that community as things got, you know, bleaker and bleaker. And, you know, I got to commend you, because I didn't see the foresight. It just seemed like way too much trouble than it's worth and way too much, you know, but it ended up really making a difference in a lot of people around here, just having that some sense of normalcy in gathering as a community, right, even through online. It was very important for a lot of people.
You know, it started with the idea of just getting reps in to teach, honestly, for the majority of us. And then we quickly found out that the connection was way more important than the class itself. So the fact that the class was there was cool. The fact that everybody got together in a group fashion and connected and had a conversation and shared a moment, that was what really was the key. And that was the spark. That was quick, Mike. That was within the first few weeks that we saw more and more people were doing it. And we heard the appreciation of, obviously you hear, you know, that was a great class and you hear the compliments, but we had more and more people that were just excited with the idea that we can all get together, because we're all stuck at home. We all couldn't do anything. We watched everything on Netflix. You know, how many times can you watch Tiger King? And so we had that connection just every single morning. We'd get up, and it was basically like having breakfast with your friends. And then maybe a second time of the day after lunch, getting together, having a conversation, having a laugh, but then moving our body. And we all know how important movement is too. I always go by this. If you ever want to change your emotion, add some motion. That's one of the biggest things. You feel kind of shitty, get up and move around. It's hard to feel bad when your body's moving, you know. If you're dancing, how can you be upset, you know? There's always these really cool things that kind of trick your mindset. So I do appreciate that compliment, because it is a lot of work. It still is to this day. And some of our students that get into classes, they don't realize, you know, we've all purchased now. The ones that are taking this seriously, we have professional lighting in our little studios. We have mics now. I have like a wireless mic that I wear. We all upgraded our cameras. Like, we all wanted to make this the best experience possible. And at first it was just Facebook Live. It was one way. You couldn't see each other. Now it's full Zoom. And it's a hang. You know, we had a class the other day with just our podcast listeners. We had, you know, close to 50 people in that class. And it was just a hang. We all got together to hang, and then the workout just broke out, you know. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And real quick too, like that podcast you guys got going on that with, you know, you guys, it's a great job. You guys do really well. The it looks sharp. Like you guys have Scorsese directing that now. It looks really good, and it's looked good from the jump. You guys figured that out really quickly. That, you know,
Boz had a very good background in podcasting, so he gave us the, you know, I'm a technical goof. I can't put any of that together. Travis is pretty much a technical goof. Ryan is awesome with stuff. So we all kind of used and kind of put something together cohesively. Everything worked. But again, that's another thing you guys appreciate, this is that it's a lot of work, but at the end of the day, it's so much fun. You know, I understand why you guys are doing this every single week for all these years. And it doesn't seem like you guys are getting sick of it. It seems like this is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. And I remember I was recently just talking to Hayden about his involvement with you guys, and he was just, couldn't stop laughing about how much of a great time he had with you guys when he was doing it and how much of a pain in the ass of a time it was for him. And he still did it every single week because he loved it, you know? And and I think part of it was just to terrorize you, Mike. It sounded like part of his enjoyment was just to give you shit. So.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's just jealous that I look better without a shirt on than he does. So
there
anyway.
You go.
But no, we just celebrated. I think it was 600 episodes of this show. And DDP started this with Robert back in 2008. And when they started this, they were before Joe Rogan. They were before Mark Maron. And this show they were doing every week and keeping it consistent. And you know, over the years, it's, you know, people handed the reins over to different people, and Dallas got busy, so he didn't show up as much. But it's always been about the community, and you know, as we moved on and, you know, and evolved and stuff, I've said, hey, DDP, why don't we do something to look at guests, you know, well-known guests or wrestlers and stuff. And he goes, bro, I want this to be the community. This is the community show. We're focused on the community and the people. So that's what we do. We tell stories of people who are in the community, people who, you know, aren't at the finish line or aren't, you know, even well into their journey. Beginning people, end people, you know, all over the place and everywhere in between. And he was very passionate about this being a spot for the community. So it's been, you know, bare bones for 10 years. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have been through this, you know, the doors of this place and we're still going. And I love that you guys are there because we're all talking about the same thing, but everyone's got a cool spin on things. Like we got our thing. We talk about the community and stuff. You've got the you know, the medical background and you can offer different insight. And it's so cool that there's so many places you can go to get your DDPY fixed, the app and all this stuff. When I first started, there was like, I think there was, there was more people on the radio show than were in DDPY. Like everyone was just talking on Wednesday night and it's crazy to see how big this has grown. So, it's awesome to see that so many opportunities have come, and obviously you with the Jackstraps now and getting certified, you know, it's created opportunities for a lot of people, and you know, you seem to be taking and running with it because you guys are doing a kick-ass job over there.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I said, man, it's a passion. It's one of those things where I love helping people. It's that's why I became a physician. That's why I spend as much time teaching as I do. It's one of the most important things in the community is that, you know, there's a lot of leadership roles that we see so many people come in and out of the community. And if we can just get that retention rate higher, if we can keep more people together, one of the things I'm most proud of in the community is I created a 100-day DDPY challenge. So this will be the sixth one. Actually, the next one, this is kind of a cheap plug, but on March 15th, we have our next one starting. So what our goal is to do 100 consecutive days of workouts. So it started off as a small group of us doing that. And our last group, I don't know how many people actually finished, but we had 850 members in that group.
Wow.
That all took on that challenge. And we add like accountability into it. We all have our little teams and accountability partners. And any little thing we can contribute, at least this way I look at it, if I can make a contribution of just making, you know, somebody's day get a little bit better by helping them with a, you know, complimenting them or giving them something or teaching them something within one of my classes or guiding them through the 100-day challenge. It makes all of this worth it. And we all need it. You know, I need the accountability just as much as everybody else does. That's why I've done it for myself too. You know, it's kind of a selfish thing. When I'm teaching, the class is there. It makes me get up and do that. If I'm participating in this challenge, it makes me do that. If I'm putting out a video on BFR, it gets me learning more and gets me to contribute a little bit more. So it's all equally reciprocated. We've all talked about this so many times, how amazing the community is that there's nowhere else on the planet that's like our community. You know, there's not as much of a supportive group of people and knowledgeable group of people and real people. You know, there's not a lot of show-offs. There's not a lot of fakery. There's not a lot of lying. Everybody's pretty vulnerable. Everybody's willing to tell their stories. And it's because the support's there. You know, you're not afraid to say, I had a shitty day, or I had a bad workout, or I'm having issues, because there's 30 people on that DDP Facebook page that'll grab you at the second and say it'll be okay. Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you guilted
me. And, you know,
you guilted me. I'm going to come clean with you. I'm actually not the next James Bond after all.
Oh, no.
I had someone say to me this week, it's not like it's been a long week, but and they had said that one of the greatest things about all of these online workouts and, you know, Zoom calls and all kinds of things that just anybody can join, they feel from the outside looking in that it is almost like their own personal summit, that, you know, you're not having to have an invitation and fly all the way down to Georgia. You just go to your living room and you feel like something that is a little bit bigger than you are. And that's amazing. You feel connected. You're not alone. And you get to meet some of the most amazing people. And it didn't really dawn on me until just recently that that is very much like Summit. You go, you know what, there's every kind of person there. but we're all the same. We're all doing the same thing, and we're welcome, and we're safe, and yeah, we're all supportive. So congratulations. You're doing a really great job, and you're one of my favorite people in the world, and I'm so proud of you.
Wow, thank you. I'm blushing. You can't see the face right now. There's a blush on my face,
and
I appreciate
sorry.
That compliment. You know, it's funny you brought up the summit thing, too, because a few of us, and we've got instructors all over the country, and we're all good friends.
Yep.
You know, that's the other great thing. The instructing community is pretty strong, pretty tight. We've talked about having little regional get-togethers once things open up, because we know that not everybody can go to summit. We know that not everybody can go to the workshops.
Right.
But what if, you know, since we have people in the north and the south and the east and the west, we've got the Canadians, we've got the UK, what if we can put together these little just random get-togethers and have little mini summits throughout the year where everybody is included and everybody can come. And it's not about showing off, and it's about connection. It's about getting together and say, hey, we're all in the same place together. We've talked about doing even a virtual one too, and we're trying to figure out how we can actually do that outside of
that's
that.
Awesome.
So there's all these cool little stokes in the fire because not everybody can be invited to Summit. And in fact, I guess not even people should talk
right.
about Summit is that word, right? you know, we can say the
right.
But, you know, and that can make people feel disincluded. And we always want everybody to feel as included as possible. We want every single person in our classes. We want every single person to listen to the show. We want everybody to listen to Better Hits Matt podcast. We want everyone to feel like they're part of this team and this family. And we are all included. So hopefully within the next few years, once everything's opened back up, we can find more ways. I think a lot of the great thing about the pandemic, and there's been some great things, even though there's been some shitty things, is that we found better ways to connect with each other. And we found easier
yeah,
ways
absolutely.
To get people's lives. Just sitting on each other's couches, we can get on a phone call, which everyone dreaded get on the phone before. You know, you're texting it. That's it. Now we're on Zoom all day, and we're on FaceTime all day talking and connecting. So hopefully that'll keep up. I hope everybody doesn't forget about the need for that.
You know, it's it's been an amazing transition because where most of us, you know, got in this habit of shying away from everything because we've been, you know, secluded, all of this has just kind of given us permission to show up. And that's really an amazing thing.
That's great.
Yeah, I think moving forward, too, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, it changed the way we live the past year. It's changed the way we exist and how we coexist and, you know, with everyone. And I think as we move forward and, you know, people get vaccinated and we start, you know, re-entering public life, there's a lot of things we're going to embrace and appreciate more. And there's a lot of things we can take from this time period. And I think that we've all you know, learned a valuable lesson and at a tremendous expense, don't get me wrong, but I think there's a lot of things we could take from, you know, the past year moving forward that we can incorporate and be better people in the future. And I think we kind of appreciate the connection, you know, that we once took for granted with a lot of us. And I think it's got something to celebrate as we move forward and with new tools to do so. I just got the 60-second notification. Don't worry about that, by the way, because we're going to go a little bit over. But, I just want to say real quick, obviously the Jackstraps, DDPY.com, check those out. Dr. Chong's available on Facebook. The podcast is awesome. I'd recommend you check that out. Is there anything else we should talk about with the Jackstraps that we missed that you might want to get out there or talk about or some information that you feel that people should know before we head over?
Yeah, definitely do some research on your own, too. So anytime you buy any sort of fitness product, make sure you know, just kind of get an idea. Is this right for me? Is this something I'm going to use? They are, you know, fairly expensive. They are very, very safe if used properly, which I think is really important. We're all looking – I don't know if you guys you – know, a lot of people don't want to go back to gyms now. So we really do have to kind of think about how we're going to get our workouts in. So it's an investment in your future. If you do purchase them, just make sure you do a little bit of research. When you do purchase the straps, make sure you fit them correctly. I think that's the most important thing is getting the fit properly. So I do have videos online. Dallas has a video as well. If you have any questions about that, again, just reach out to me directly. I can help you with that. Fitting them properly, using them properly, and just remember that, you know, safety first. With anything that we do in any sort of fitness world, we want to make sure we're doing things safely. So just understand the safe use of them, the unsafe use of them. Make sure you don't have any of the contraindications. And I think most people can be pretty successful with them as long as you take care of them properly as well. Care is very, very minimal. You just have to clean them up after every single workout. But the straps that I currently have now, I started using during my 14-week transformation. That was mid-October, and I'm still using that same pair of straps to this day, March 10th. So as long as you take care of them and use them properly, I see nothing but success in the future for you guys.
Well, awesome,
that's
awesome.
And make sure you take the transformation pictures too, some jackstrap snaps, if you will. Because you know, like Dr. Tom said, there's like this visible and just physical differences. You won't believe that can happen in that amount of time. And it's cool to see. And you always regret it when you don't take them at first because you see the changes and you're like, I wish I had a comparison. So some jackstrap snaps, I'll call them. That's a trademark PDP radio. I just made that up. But no, I'm just kidding. But thank you so much, man, for coming on. And you're always welcome here. So we love to have you. And we appreciate all the expertise you bring to us because I know you have a little bit more legitimacy than me wrangling on about jackstraps because of the medical background and stuff. You know how things work and the anatomy and physiology behind it. So we appreciate you coming on here and educating us on all this stuff. And I'm excited to see where this goes because I think we're going to have a lot of jacked people walking around the DDPY Megaplex over here. So thank you for coming on with us, man. It's always a pleasure.
Guys, really appreciate your time. It always goes backwards to you guys, too. I really appreciate being here. This went by so fast. But, again, if anybody has anything, if they need to reach out to me directly. You can find me. You know, on Facebook is the easiest place to find me. I'm really, really well known in the community where I'm just always commenting on stuff. So just reach out. I'm very friendly. Don't feel intimidated. And if you need anything, I'm here for you. Take care, guys.
Awesome, man. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Thank
wonderful.
You.
Awesome show. Thank you, Dr. Tom. Always a great resource to have for us here at the DDPY radio show here. And Crystal, I can't believe time has flown so quickly.
I know.
Let's roll on out of here. Let's get a quote and let's blast us into the future and another great week under the belt here at DDPY. We've got another great shows lined up for you coming up. I think you're booked until like 2040. You're enthusiastic they're even going to be at 2040. So I'm happy that you're really great at taking the initiative, and we got a lot of great stories lined up for you. So, all right, let's get this train off the tracks and flying into a barn somewhere.
Just note to self, I've only booked into June. And tonight's quote is, raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder.
That's good. I like that. Although I'm a whole lot of thunder, so I think I take it lightly. There's a whole lot of thunder over here.
Oh, here we go.
All right, Crystal. Thanks for accommodating my tomfoolery, and thanks for being flexible in all you do. So we appreciate you, and we appreciate Dr. Tom, and we appreciate you people who listening right now. And we always love the feedback. We got so much great feedback, and the stats are awesome. Crystal's been sending me all the stats, and you guys are doing awesome. Crystal, you're doing a great job with the websites, and
thank you.
You know, people listening, it's a lot of fun. So we appreciate all of you, and I probably couldn't have gotten through this without you. You guys are my only communication every week to a big point, and otherwise my cat's sick of me talking to them. So we appreciate you guys. We'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. Brand new episode of DDP Radio Live. Crystal, you've been doing the outros, and people have been saying they're good.
Nope.
They're better than mine. They say no more Mike, Crystal only. So Crystal, you take this.
Oh.
Don't be polite. Don't be a Canadian stereotype. Take this. Ready? One, two, three.
I don't even know where to start this week. Thank you so much to Dr. Tom for coming on this week. And thank you to Mike. And thank you to everyone for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and we will talk to you then.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation.
Blog Talk Radio.